Maybe we will just make another podcast afterwards, but any parting thoughts for this podcast?
Nobody's going to give a fuck about your existence. Maybe you won't as well after some point of time. And guys who are suicidal, please don't commit suicide after listening to this. I don't want to go to jail. But on a serious note, bro, that is literally what I do half the time. But if there are thoughts what you think are going unanswered, unheard or something, just start a blog, guys. It's not as hard as it sounds. It's just like scribbling behind that classmate book of yours during class.
It's actually
and hiding it from
it's a kind of scribbling.
Exactly. It is something that you do to get rid of shit from your head, which you should do, because people around you might be shit for all you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I should end with this. Or like,
that's
you know,
a great thing.
Yeah. Or people will be like, that bastard called us shit and they might case. So
like, yeah. And there is a famous philosopher called Soren Kierkegaard. Like, I know I'm going over philosophical, right? He defines anxiety as dizziness of freedom. Like, you have unlimited choices and sort of it makes you dizzy and you become anxious. You start to overthink, like, which option should I go?
Yes.
So yeah, so that makes people indecisive. So I just say, fuck it, do it. Just do it, man. Who the fuck cares? What's gonna happen at first? Nothing is gonna be. You are just doing it because you have the itch. Just do it. And that's how you should be. I think making a mistake after taking a strong standpoint and taking a decision is far more better than
not doing anything
and regretting and getting depressed or anxious and shit. That's far more better. And coming to blogging, I would just like to conclude by saying that it's just like any other kind of an art form. So why people use art? Like, there is a famous person, I don't really remember, probably I heard it on YouTube. So art is actually a love letter which you write to a person in the future. It could be you or it could be someone else. Because you find yourself so much alone that no one is going to connect with your thoughts, no one will connect with your ideas right now. You're afraid people might actually kill you for your ideas. So you are just storing yourself in forms of poems or writings or music and mailing that love letter in hope that someone else will connect to you. And that's what happened with most of the art. Be it philosophers like Friedrich Nietzsche, they wrote philosophies and they were very, very unpopular philosophers of their time. But 100 years down the line, people started treating them as one of the greatest philosophers. And that's the same thing with any art. Right now, you are a loner. You could be a loner, or you could just be a stupid fuck, or at least in the eyes of people, you could be a stupid fuck. Like, it's okay. So you just write your feelings, and there will surely be people who will connect to you. Maybe after your death, they might actually acknowledge your presence and start to fall in love with you. And take your dead body out of the graveyard, if at all.
Let's start going further.
Yeah, surely. It's the time to end it because probably.
No. I mean, I was going to say about the take your dead body out. And I was like, let's start exactly. Take it off India. We are not promoting anything, guys.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, these are joke, and these are just random thoughts that are coming up.
Inspired from Rick and Morty, to be honest. So everything I do, I steal it from others. Great artists steal.
Don't go with that, but okay.
So on this happy note, we will end this podcast. And I know that you will fucking hate it, but we don't care because who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
Who did might care?
No, probably.
I will edit it out properly so that he will bring in some chicks into the channel.
Oof. Okay, nice. So, guys, these are your thoughts. Ending it, just fucking write it. Nobody will give a fuck. Hide your blog channel like I do. No matter how good it is, no matter how bad it is, nobody will give a fuck because people don't know about the existence of the blog.
I hide my blog, man. I really feel like very shy to share my blog.
Exactly. Same here. I rarely share.
Like
very few people know about it.
Like, I would send my notes if I was Johnny Sins. I'm some sort of, I don't know, I have small penis anxiety and all. I don't know, I'm really not comfortable with my size, so I can't send my books to anyone. And it's the same thing, I'm not comfortable with sending my books because they are very personal.
See, nudes are simpler because nudes is something that you have and it's something external. People don't get to know you. The more people get to know you through your ideas, the worse it is. It's like they almost have a bit of understanding of you. And I don't want any...
Now, it actually becomes easy for them to manipulate because, see, any kind of a viewpoint will have its own limitations.
So biases, understanding.
Point out the limitations and fuck you around with it. Like, it will break you down mentally. That's far more dangerous than calling you that you have a 2-inch cock. It's far more embarrassing. Right? Like, they just say that your entire life philosophy is wrong, you're stupid. That actually is going to sort of fuck you up for days. Trust me, I went through this.
Okay. Like, that is something that you should put for another podcast, and I definitely listen to that.
sure, man. Like, we went over sexual and necrophilic and.
It's okay, man. As long as you get action, nobody gives a fuck.
What do you call it? Machismos stick? What is it?
What?
I will just search the word and give you.
Okay, sure.
Next, the M in the BDSM. What is it called?
Machism. Okay.
That's cool. That's actually a great ending. Yeah, machismo. Let's stop the recording here.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Pujit. Yeah, I hope you will speak more.
Yeah, bye. Definitely. Yeah, bye.